Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Dry July is a fun charity with a serious cause, raising money to improve the lives of adults living with cancer. So we thought we'd get on the line today, Brett McDonald from Dry July.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
How you doing? I'm really well, thanks.
Good. Welcome to the show. Now, I understand Dry July has actually only been going for 5 years, but I sort of feel it's been one of those things that have been around forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. This is our sixth campaign we're just about to launch in a couple of weeks. But yeah, it started actually back in 2007, just an idea amongst friends. We all were fairly heavy drinkers at the time, and it was, you know, a challenge was set amongst us to see who could give it up the longest, and hence it got coined Dry July. And our background is web design and web development, and we had a close connection to the cause. Kind of thought we'd give it a go, you know, we had nothing to lose, and wanted to raise some funds for a local hospital, and we're trying to get just 10 friends involved, and all of a sudden it got picked up on local radio, and you know, in turn turned national. So it's been a roller coaster ride for the last 5 years, but it's been tremendous.
Now, you've raised some pretty serious money in that time, haven't you?
We have. So to date, we've actually raised over 11 million, and we've actually encouraged over 43,000 people to sign up and give their livers a bit of a break for the month of July. Last year was the first year we took it across the ditch over into New Zealand, and this year we're back there increasing our range of beneficiaries to 3 over the North and South Island.
Wow.
And in Australia, we've started with 1 back in 2008 as our hospital beneficiary, and now we've grown it up to 31 right across Australia, both metro and regional areas benefiting cancer wards and adult cancer patients.
And what, in terms of the money raised, where does it actually, like, how does it get used?
Back in the day when it started in 2008, it was Phil Grove, the other co-founder of Dry July, who was actually diagnosed with a tumour and spent a lot of time in the cancer wards at the Prince of Wales Hospital in Randwick in Sydney.
Mm.
And he just noticed, you know, they're really quite drab and depressing areas to be, and patients are spending a large amount of time waiting for chemotherapy or having chemotherapy treatment. And just little upgrades that government funds simply don't stretch to, but just for nice to have, that make a massive difference to a patient's journey. So we've kind of come in and started funding new chemotherapy treatment chairs, new patient accommodation, transport vehicles, upgrading waiting areas, refurbishing gardens and balconies. We've installed Wi-Fi connections throughout cancer wards and implemented iPads and laptops so that, you know, there's entertainment systems and also webcams for people that can keep in touch with long-distance relatives. And we've also started working towards complementary therapy programs like music and art therapy. We've also installed, you know, beverage machines and kitchenettes. So we find that every beneficiary has their own wants and needs, and we work towards them in raising the funds and ticking off the wish list items.
Did you ever think when you first started it and when you were sitting around kind of, you know, talking about it as a group of mates, that it would ever get as big as it has?
No, not at all.
It is amazing what you've achieved.
Something so simple has such a major effect on people, which is an amazing thing too.
It really is, and we find that people really want to get involved. They just feel like they need a month off. We get a lot of feedback that, you know, people kind of start drinking their late teens, but never really stop or never really have a reason to stop. And that was kind of one thing that started us off. And, you know, there never seemed to be an excuse. People said, oh, there must be something wrong with your health or, you know, mentally or something. You know, it was like, no, I just want to stop drinking, you know.
How do people get behind the event? What do we have to do?
So it's actually all run online via the website at dryjuly.com.
Yep.
So people can head there, sign up for free, and you create your own unique profile page.
Yes.
And then you can donate friends. Then you can ask friends and family and work colleagues to head to your profile page and make a donation and leave your message of support.
Well, Brett, congratulations. Honestly, it's a fantastic charity. And to you and Phil, who've kicked it off, you know, those years ago and what it's become and the people you're helping with that, we really admire you here at Mind Food. So well done.
Thank you so much, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.